Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood. 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for places of the staves to bear the table. And thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be borne with them. And thou shalt set upon the table showbread before me alway. And thou shalt set the table without the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south. And thou shalt put the table on the north side, table and all his vessels, and the candlestick and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the table and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, the table and his staves, and all his vessels, and the showbread. And he made the table of shittim wood. 2 cubits was the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof. Over against the border were the rings, the places for the staves to bear the table. And he made the staves of shittim wood, and overlaid them with gold to bear the table. And he made the vessels which were upon the table, his dishes, and his spoons, and his bowls, and his covers to cover withal, of pure gold, the table, and all the vessels thereof, and the showbread. And thou shalt bring in the table, and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shalt bring in the candlestick, and light the lamps thereof. And he put the table in the tent of the congregation upon the side of the tabernacle northward, without the veil. And he put the candlestick in the tent of the congregation over against the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. And thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, upon the pure table before the Lord. And their charge shall be the ark, and the table, and the candlestick, and the altars, and the vessels of the sanctuary wherewith they minister, and the hanging, and all the service thereof. And upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes, and the spoons, and the bowls, and covers to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon. And Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and their great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table. As I have done, so God hath requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and there he died. And he said, Let me go, I pray thee, for our family hath the sacrifice in the city, and my brother he hath commanded me to be there. And now, if I have found favor in thine eyes, let me get away, I pray thee, and see my brethren. Therefore he cometh not unto the king's table. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame. And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continually. Thou, therefore, and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread alway at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, According to all that my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. Yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine own table. What right, therefore, have I yet to cry any more unto the king? But show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom thy brother. And those officers provided victual for King Solomon, and for all that came unto King Solomon's table, every man in his month. They lacked nothing. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained unto the house of the Lord, the altar of gold, and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back, and, Now therefore send, and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal 450, and the prophets of the groves 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And by weight he gave gold for the tables of showbread for every table, and likewise silver for the tables of silver, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord. There was no more spirit in her. And they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The showbread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof, to burn every evening. For we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but ye have forsaken him. Then they went into Hezekiah the king and said, We have cleansed all the house of the Lord, and the altar of burnt offering with all the vessels thereof, and the showbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, there were at my table 150 the Jews and rulers, beside those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place, where there is no straitness, and that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plant round about thy table. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. She hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. While the king sitteth at his table, my spikenard sendeth forth the smell thereof. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink. Arise, ye princes, and anoint the shield. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come for ever and ever. But ye are they that forsake the Lord, that forget my holy mountain, that prepare a table for that troop, and that furnish the drink offering unto that number. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars, and sattest upon a stately bed, and a table prepared before it, whereupon thou hast set mine incense and mine oil. Thus ye shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. The altar of wood was 3 cubits high, and the length thereof 2 cubits, and the corners thereof, and the length thereof, and the walls thereof were of wood. And he said unto me, This is the table that is before the Lord. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief, and they shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper, for yet the end shall be at the time appointed. Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, Wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, The table of the Lord is contemptible. But ye have profaned it, in that ye say, The table of the Lord is polluted. And the fruit thereof, even his meat, is contemptible. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he asked for a writing table, and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all, trying to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. And David saith, Let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. For there was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick, and the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary.